We are at Commodity Classic. Well, we're ahead of Commodity Classic with our friends from BASF. And Matt, you have a really great story. How about how many acres are you farming down in Arkansas?
We farm 6,300 acres.
And what are you growing down there? Tell me a little bit about your operation.
Primarily, we're in a corn and soybean rotation. In years past, we were mainly cotton. As grain prices went up, cotton prices went down. We switched to the grain. So predominantly corn and soybeans, depending on the market as to which one's the highest acreage and which one's the lowest acreage.
Now, you do things a little bit different than what probably my neighbors in central Illinois do. You guys have an irrigation system. Tell me how that helps you guys out.
That's right. Without irrigation, our soybean yields would be 20% of what we make now. So that's something that's definitely a necessity. It's furrow irrigated, so the water runs from the high to the low, you know, basically down a row, which makes us have to use a wide row pattern on our soybeans and corn, you know, to be able to have ample room enough for the irrigation to get from one end of the field to the other.
Now, what were your growing conditions like last year? It was a crazy year across the board. How did it pan out for you?
It was actually the best growing season we've had. We had central Illinois weather. Low nighttime temperatures, low daytime temperatures, gave the soybean a chance to respire and rest at night. So we had, with all the different things that we put in the crop, if you don't have the right weather, then your yield's going to be decreased. And we had awesome weather.
I really like the story about your family operation. Tell me a little bit about how long the family farm's been around.
Well, I'm a fourth-generation farmer. Well, my wife's a fourth-generation farmer. Her dad and my dad kind of farmed next to each other. The first time we went out on a date, I wasn't old enough to drive. So we've been together for a long time. We started our own operation in 1990. She's just as important in the operation as I am. She takes care of all the bookkeeping, record-keeping, payroll, and then I try to do the work outside. But now you will catch her on a tractor sweeping a grain bin just about as much as you will anyone else. Very family oriented. My son's 19. He's working in the operation, which is excitement for me. My oldest daughter's married to a farmer, so he's just starting his operation this year. So, you know, family's important to me, and I feel like that's one thing that makes us successful is the fact that there's two of us looking at that all the time, or three now with my son.
Well, yeah, that's a great story. Now, did I read somewhere that the family farm's kind of been around since the 20s?
Oh, yes. That particular field that we had under yield contest has been in my wife's family since the 1920s. And she's actually got a picture of like, I think there's like 20 or 30 of her family members that picked the first bale of cotton in 1950. In that exact same spot that we had the yield contest in. So it was kind of special to have. That's one reason I picked that field is it was in her family for so long, and it's a high-yielding field. And just kind of all the – it was just kind of neat having that heritage behind it and then being able to set the record on that particular field.
Well, tell me a little bit about that record. We haven't really touched on it yet, but did well for you.
It did very well. It was kind of surprising. You know, like I said, the weather was a big determining factor in the yield. But we basically just did everything that we thought we needed to do to make that field and our other fields successful. You know, the record's nice, but I'm probably more interested in a high yield across my whole farm than I am a particular plot that we do a yield contest on. But we're finding a lot of things that's working, mainly treating the soybean as we would treat our cotton or our corn, you know, just as important as any of the other crops. And the yield potential on a soybean, if you really give it everything it needs, seems to be unlimited.
Now, you know, family's really important. You've got the fifth generation coming up. How important is it to get out and interact with people that really don't know a whole lot about agriculture and need to maybe learn a little bit about all the hard work that goes into it?
I think it's huge. I think that's something that us as farmers and the agriculture community needs to continually get the word out about farming and, you know, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish, and the way we're trying to accomplish it. So it's important to me, and it's important to instill into my son, you know, because the agriculture community is actually shrinking. The land's not going anywhere, but the people that are farming, it's getting to be a smaller part of the population. Being able to explain to a person that's not rural, you know, what we're doing and how we're doing it is extremely important.
How important is precision agriculture on your land?
precision agriculture is changing the future from yield maps to variable rate, you know, our variable rate seeding, variable rate fertilizer. It's also good for the environment. I mean, you know, if you can put fertilizer where it's needed and not put it where it's not needed, you know, that's always going to help the environment. So precision agriculture is a new thing. You know, 5 years ago I was looking at it and saying, man, this will probably never happen in my lifetime. And now it's so important on our operation that my consultant, he's went into not just being a consultant in the soybeans, but taking care of the data management too, which has given me all the tools I need to know what I'm doing right and wrong.
Along with the precision part, we kind of go back to the old style of doing things in your rotation. Tell me a little bit about how rotation plays in for you guys.
Well, rotation's important. We've figured out that, you know, we're looking at a 7 to 10 bushel increase with beans behind corn. And the same thing with the chemical chemistries. We're fighting resistant pigweeds and mare's tails. So every time we can change that chemistry up into another crop, then we have a better chance of combating that actual weed. So rotation is a huge part of our operation.